Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman!
My friend, be raised.
You are here. The lasso of Hastia compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
What is up, everybody? It is another DC on RMD Flash Edition on Rayman Digital. I am your host for this week, the one and only Bobby D. And in the studio with me is a man who mysteriously watched the wrong episode. Ryan Denton.
I did. I watched the wrong one.
And so he is actually catching up as we record, so this should be interesting.
This should be bad.
Yeah, because we're doing little me. Oh, Steve's with us also. Sorry, Steve.
Yo.
But me and Steve are just we do like this little pre-show meeting to where it's like, hey guys, we want to hit on this, this, and this, and this. And Ryan's like, yeah, Ralph's mom. And we're like, Ralph's mom was last week.
All right. So to my defense, okay, guys, I watch on my Apple TV. Bob brought up the good point that Arrow or Flash is one episode ahead of Arrow. So when I watched the latest episodes, because I missed last week, I watched the newest version of Arrow, but then I watched last week's Flash because of Flash being ahead. So I messed up. I fucked up, but I didn't know that I had fucked up.
But did you really fuck up because you hadn't watched last week's anyway because you were on vacation?
Right.
So really, you caught yourself back up,
right?
But you needed to watch two episodes.
I needed to watch two episodes of Flash, and I'm an idiot, so I didn't do that. So yay, here we are. So Bob's leading the show. So fuck, I'm out here.
Yeah. So, just in case you did watch this right episode, it is Flash season 6, episode 3. There Will Be Blood, directed by Marcus Stokes, written by Lauren Certo and Sterling Gates, which I said last week. So you know we all fuck up, Ryan. It's cool.
Oh, was that last week's episode?
No, last week's episode. I had this week's episode, and I actually read the wrong director and written by. And Steve sent me a note in the middle of the show, and I went back and self-edited and corrected myself.
Dang, nice. Self-edited.
Now, I am going to include Ryan in as much as this episode as I can. And for what he has seen so far, this is going to be the first part of this conversation. They keep threatening that Barry's going to die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And none of us believe that Barry is going to die, right?
I don't think he's going to die at all.
I don't think they believe Barry is going to die.
You know, based on
their behavior?
Their behavior. I mean, this week we see Cisco, you know, being the most shady thing I've ever seen Cisco do. Which is, you know, try to protect Barry versus giving up the Spider-Man just walked in. It's confused. The
yeah, that was so confusing. I looked up and saw Spidey, dude.
So, you know, he went and was supposed to give it to Indiana Wells, didn't give it to Indiana Wells, held it out for himself. You know, of course, this turned into this whole CW drama thing that was going on. But I think the overall arching thing is none of us believe that he's going to die in any way. Now, I want to give you reasons why it could possibly happen.
So, like, why he would actually die.
And they're not necessarily based on the show.
Okay.
I am going to base these on news.
News
that was broke this week.
Now,
we will count on our fingers here. Lois and Clark are getting a show that will deal with Superman and Lois having a kid in their family life. The Canaries are getting a show, Green Arrow in the Canaries, based on Oliver's daughter and the Black Canary, Black Siren.
Okay.
Supergirl, Batwoman, Stargirl. Legends of Tomorrow. Arrow is the only thing getting canceled at this point.
And Superman and Lois, whatever. Yeah, so what, we're at 6?
Right?
So are you saying that...
Now,
and Black Lightning.
And Black Lightning.
Which, does Black Lightning even count, though?
Yeah.
It's not in this Arrow. But, it's not in the Arrowverse.
We're not talking to Arrow. Like, just think of in general. Like,
oh, okay.
You think of our network right now. We are so saturated with DC shows. Okay. You know, and that, is that a good thing? Ooh, okay, yes, we probably have the market cornered, especially in Hungary on DC shows, because we're number one in Hungary on iTunes. Thank you.
Thank you, Hungary.
But the fact is, are they willing to keep up with these shows? Now, based on that kind of logic, you know what? I could see them making a decision, because I don't know what the licensing costs for Flash, like if they actually had to purchase it from themselves. Because, you know, greedy corporations always do those things, mm-hmm. where it's like, if they won't let Brandon Routh borrow the Superman costume that he wore in Superman Returns, and then they, you know, why would they give it away to their TV thing when they could sell it to, you know, Sci-Fi or any right. of the other things that they've sold licensing to lately? HBO Max was announced this week, and a lot of the things that were going to it. Green Lantern was going there. They're talking about moving DC movies, like major releases, to the streaming app instead of the theater. Like, they're going to be getting these things.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, look it up. That was part of the announcements.
Really?
Wow.
And so, you know, they're pulling like the Netflix type thing, you know, where we've had some major movies getting released on Netflix and Amazon that have actually got nominated for Oscars and things like that, that, you know, Warner Brothers is, you know, again, we love DC, we love Warner Brothers, you know, but we don't always agree with the decisions that they make on these things. You know, they are a monkey see, monkey do business. Mm-hmm. So they could be looking at, they're like, we're going to do a streaming service and our streaming service is going to be better than the rest. What have they done best? Oh, shit. Those shows on Amazon were nominated. The Casey Affleck movie was nominated for movie of the year Oscar. You know, all these Academy Awards, we're going to try to do that stuff. I mean, shit, they pulled back Game of Thrones, the Emily Blunt prequel or whatever they were going to do, and then put in the Dragons one on the streaming service. And it just, they're doing some of these weird decisions that I could almost see them going, look, we have bigger ideas for Flash. There's more money over here for Flash. Doom Patrol is supposed to debut on HBO Max, not the DCU app.
What is the next season?
Yes.
Oh boy.
So it's just when you tie in again the business side of the house to what is going on in the show, could I legitimately see them knocking off Barry Allen if they have bigger pictures of grandeur on things not called the CW?
I think you're onto something, Bob. But the other thing that, like, so you're losing Flat or Arrow because Oliver is going to die. Mm-hmm. We're pretty certain about this.
Or whatever they plan
or whatever they do. Yeah. And then you're going to do the same thing to Barry. Ah, man, that's a rough.
Who dies in the Crisis?
Oh, true.
Who are the two characters that die in Crisis?
Well, if that happens.
Because honestly, I think Supergirl's on its way out too, because I've always stated on the Supergirl show that I don't believe that you could have two superheroes with the same superpowers on the same network, because you are, you know, stealing from your audience.
Yeah, it's cannibalizing.
Yeah.
Because why, like, legitimately, other than the Wally West character being, like, horrible on Flash, that's why I never thought like a Wally West spinoff would ever happen, or another Speedster spinoff would happen.
What if they do in Crisis, they do the Oliver off into the sunset and Supergirl and Barry both, just like in the comic?
I mean, again, I don't know. It's just weird that they keep setting up this storyline that Barry, because Barry was never dead before.
Right.
It was, he disappeared in a crisis. And honestly, it was weird for me, not weird for me, but it was a relief for me, because in these first couple episodes, I've complained about Barry being like a kind of a little bitchy when it came to things, that he wasn't willing to accept his fate as a hero, that he wanted to do anything he could to try to save himself. And this week we actually saw him come to terms with, there's nothing I can do.
Is that weird?
I think it's extremely weird, because the whole episode he almost had a, you're right, Bob, he did kind of come to terms with it, but there was also sort of an apathy to it. And for somebody who I guess in some ways is putting himself before, or putting others before himself, and he's wanting to do right by others before he leaves or dies or whatever. He sure as shit chose the weirdest individual in which to try to save. And he justified it verbally why he was choosing Dr. Zombie Blood Dude.
Dr. Zombie Blood, I like that.
But it didn't seem right to me, particularly with the way the other characters were behaving. And Dibney nailed it. You believe or know that your husband's about to die. Why in the hell aren't you spending as much time as possible with it? Why are you dicking around with anything, either of you? Why are you not cherishing every minute of every day together doing stuff?
I think the thing that throws me off, and I guess this is just comes from years of reading comic books, it's very rare to watch any type of air quote superhero come to terms with them dying. It's always trying to figure out a way to stop that from happening. And I think, like, we've seen it. I'm not saying we haven't. Yeah. I'm just saying, but, like, in general, we've seen most superheroes try to, you know, figure out what's going on and fix it, right?
But in this case, he went into all these different timelines and saw that the only way everyone survives is if he dies. So if he's truly come to terms with that.
So he pulled a Doctor Strange?
Yes. Only there wasn't a timeline where he survived.
Gotcha.
It was everyone else had to survive and he had to die. So since that's the case, then just lay down your sword and spend the last of your days with your beautiful
loved ones,
wife.
I mean, I think we would all do that, right?
Oh, if I knew for a fact,
I wouldn't be in here recording right now. If I'm
fuck
like,
no,
yeah, I'm sorry, I got a couple days left.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I would be with
as much
my
as I love
ones.
Our listening audience.
Yeah, as much as we love you, Hungry. Like, you know, if I were terminally ill and I would not be in here, although.
You're just mentally ill.
Yeah, no, that's different. I think you're right. I think it's a little bit.
It seems weird, right?
And it's Dibney, a little weird.
I'm glad Dibney was the voice of the viewer in this episode. He laid it right out there on the table and said, you know, to Iris, what are you doing? They called her out. She's running around trying to do this thing, solve this case, find things for him. And it's like, bitch, what are you doing? Why are you still working?
Yeah.
Do you think it's one of those, if I keep myself busy, I won't sit there and be like,
I'm sure that's what they're going to play it off as.
I mean, because that's the only out.
But that is a true thing. I mean, they're
100%.
I mean, like, for example, like we all know in here that I went through a divorce. The only shocker, right?
Zoinks.
The only thing that kept me like from thinking about it was keeping myself busy. And that's when
I think that's a little. Agreed, right? Yeah. But I think that's a little bit different than if the situation was she was lying on her deathbed, right? And it was like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go keep yourself busy playing airsoft or playing video games or hanging out
with
friends?
That's a different story.
But that's the story that they're kind of in, because even though he's not physically laying in a bed, they know it's going to happen. Now, being a superhero show or whatever, you know, I think as an audience, we're going, oh, he's going to get out of it. But they don't know that. And so why are they not spending time with one another? I mean, it wouldn't make for a very exciting show, but at least it would make them for more realistic human beings.
Yeah. It would give that human side of it. Yeah. It's a weird spin on things, but honestly, before we get into this live read, going back to the business side of the house, and if they are really going to pull off this Green Lantern thing like they say they're going to do, or this is going to be the biggest thing you've ever seen, you know, Flash is more made for that type of thing, that type of medium and cash flow that HBO really has to put into shows.
Yeah.
So, you know, following that train of thought, I could see them doing something, but legitimately, I would probably say that's a 75-25 type thing, because it is still... Even though we don't rate this show so highly anymore, it is still like the most watched show on the CW.
Relative to the others.
Yeah, relative to every show on CW. I think it's the highest rated one at like 1.5 million, 1.95.
Even including Riverdale and
I believe so. I haven't really studied the Riverdale and Nancy Drew numbers, but you know, with them, that is a shit ton of viewers. And you don't realize it until we've been covering Watchmen for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, part of show prep, I go and I just kind of see the numbers. And I was kind of shocked on what HBO shows really turn, unless, you know, they get greater numbers as it goes on. Because like Game of Thrones ended at like 11 million, but the next highest rated show is Barry at 1.5.
Oh, wow. That's a delta.
Yeah. So you and that was up 110% after everybody like word of mouthed it. And so when you look at those numbers, I think Watchmen's getting like 0.77 million, under one on the scale. But again, longevity with HBO shows, they always seem to let it go. So 1.5 for a CW show. I mean, I that's the reason I don't think it's going to happen. That's the 75% of it. 25%, I could see AT&T and Warner Brothers doing what they do best and throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing and think they can do it better elsewhere.
So. Well, it's certainly there's something to be said, too, for the fact that the CW is just a regular television network and you don't necessarily have to pay for a service to watch it. Right. Mm-hmm. Or you can, you know, I don't think have we confirmed. Do they count their streaming numbers as part of their viewership?
I think so. I thought they did that after the fact.
It's after the fact. Okay. It's not part of the live or the live plus seven numbers.
So, I mean, you're talking about people that are just accessing this over the waves, as it were,
yeah,
versus HBO as people plunking down their hard-earned ducats. And so,
yeah, no matter what it doesn't matter what your show gets, you're probably putting $14 a month. And if you have 14 million viewers, you're going to get a shit ton of cash.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're looking at a smaller slice of the overall viewing populace just because it's a paid service with HBO versus open airwaves.
Yeah, but, true. Yeah, everybody can go to the app. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of airways, do you want to help our network grow? Continue these shows?
Help me grow.
What?
I don't know.
No.
What? That's so weird.
What happened?
I don't know. You grow for a dollar?
Hell yeah, I'll grow for a dollar.
All right. Well, Ryan will grow for a dollar. And, you know, we want to hit 100 subscribers by the end of the year. I think we're at 91 right now, so we're doing good. So if you want to help us grow more and Ryan grow more.
You want to help me grow 9 more inches. We need nine more dollars.
Jesus Christ. I'll give you $9 right now just to see if that happens because I am calling bullshit. But wiener jokes aside, go to patreon.com/Rain Man Digital and you can find all those links in our podcast descriptions. Click on it. Give us a dollar. We'll give you more content. Give us $3. We'll give you even more content. Give us $9, you get to see Ryan's face on a video cast.
I'm glad you didn't say wiener.
Dude, hey, you know, okay, Steve, you're not in the invasion force. There are chicks that want crotch camps.
They want them. They want crotch camps.
They want crotch camps. These are our female listeners.
No.
They want crotch camps. Because we said that if we get to 100 subscribers, we'll do something special for everybody.
They want crotch camps.
They want crotch cramps.
They want a cam right in your junk.
And I'm like, that is not anything spectacular.
No, like, one wants to see. Bob.
No, nobody wants to see my guts hang over my wiener. Anyway, patreon.com/Rain Man Digital.
That's good.
Take a turn.
So back to the show.
So hold on, Bob. What if they did kill, air quotes, kill off Barry?
Okay.
And he went into the Speed Force as, you know, part of the crisis, but came out the other side, like, on HBO.
Just make it a whole thing so you don't have to fire Grant Gustin.
Yeah, and then he just picks it up, but he's in a different timeline with a different cast even.
Honestly, I would feel bad for Ryan. What's the dude's name that plays Flash? Ezra Miller.
Yes.
I'd feel bad for Ezra if all of a sudden they plunked all this money into Barry Allen, Grant Gustin show after.
Dude, that poor bastard's been waiting on his movie for 37 years now. So at this point, I would have just walked away from it.
When you hire your own writers to write a movie for yourself, because Warner Brothers is promising you, and then they go plunk money into Grant, and you know, run the Speed Force thing.
It'd be pretty rough, dude.
Yeah.
Especially, too, when you were part of, you know, Justice League and...
You've been holding on for your own.
Yeah. Well, and you've been getting, you know, the meat dangled at the end of a fucking string for, well, it's coming, guys. We're just looking for a writer. Oh, we're just looking for a director now. Oh, director's out. Let's look for another director.
How many warning signs does one man have to be given?
If you really want, look, if they were offering me Batman or some character that I absolutely love, they're like, you're going to play Al Simmons. I'm like, I'm not a black guy. I would sit there and be spawned.
Would you do the controversial skin pigment thing that Robert Downey Jr. did? So you
no, could play a black guy? I would just play it as a white man so I could be like a whitewashed into Hollywood again.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
I'd also have to grow like 6 inches and get a bunch of muscles. But
6 inches where?
It doesn't matter. It's everywhere. I have to. I'm betraying a black man.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of black men, that's a random transition there. This blood work villain is born. And this week, and I only say black man because I don't know if we're getting to the right levels of CGI when it comes to this guy doing the Venom thing.
So I am about 3/4 of the way through the episode. So I am fairly thorough.
Are you watching it like 6 times speed?
No, I'm watching it at normal speed. We just
okay. With subtitles.
Yeah, with subtitles. I think the idea of blood work and the way they're doing it so far is neat. It's cool.
Neat.
But these shows don't have the budget to do this character correctly. And I think we were when they announced this character, Bob, we were pretty like on the same page about that, right? Like we were like, how are they going to do this correctly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're clearly trying to do the whole Venom thing with this dude, but
Venom barely did the whole Venom thing, right?
You're incorrect. That movie was great. But really, honestly, like this looks, it looks weird.
The character design arguably looks very similar in the comics to Carnage. And right, so in yeah. order to do it right, yeah, you're going to be dropping some serious coin. And they're just not there. And the only time they really have been is when they gave us King Shark and
Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd, yeah.
Are we under the, like, obviously I'm actually looking at him on screen right now. Why is the blood black? Is it congealed?
I think it's kind of poisoned, you know, like that's the angle they're going with, that it's he's a diseased blood. And so
okay that was my only real question. I was just kind of like, why is it black? It doesn't make any sense, but I guess that okay, that makes sense.
But it was a weird thing this week. Again, we talked a little bit about it earlier about this is the man that Barry is choosing to save. And, you know, putting his faith so much in somebody he doesn't know. I don't necessarily agree with it and the route that they took. And then I think I would be a selfish hero.
But like, what do you mean? How so?
Like if we had the ability to save me, like Cisco wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, sorry, I'm going to give it to this dude that's dying of this fucking blood disease. Because I would look at my life as being greater than his. And it's a weird, like, God concept to think of. But, like, who do you save? Like, it's such a fucked up scenario to think about. You look at the homeless man on the side of the road or the doctor that can go in and do open heart surgery on little kids and might be able to save 10 or 15 kids.
Okay.
Versus the homeless man.
Okay. I mean, I
what if that homeless man, what if that homeless man has the cure for cancer, but he just fell down on his luck?
Again, it's so weird though. When you think about it, it's like the victim of circumstance. Yes. That guy could have been so much better.
You're just weighing people's lives now.
It's a weird thing to think of, what, like, what would I do in that scenario?
It's not even Ryan weighing people's lives. It's trying to assign a value to somebody's life, existence.
Because, like, out of this room, like, we all would think that we are the most valuable person in this room, that if one of the three of us had to be saved, all three of us would die because we would sit there and argue with each other until we all just passed out.
I would not bow out. You guys can have it.
Oh, you're
I'd bow out.
He would make the tough call and
somebody's depressed.
Why? Well, I look at it very pragmatically at the end of the day, and it's not worth the energy to debate it or fight it. It's just, yeah.
All right.
There's there's 7.5 billion of us on the planet. Like, we're good.
Now it's just like, I'm going to go back and listen to this and be like, who's the asshole? It's Bob, because he won't give himself up.
Wow.
No, but like, for me, like in like my Barry Allen head, my Flash head, I'm thinking, fuck you motherfuckers. I lost my mom. I've saved your ass a billion times. Somebody save me for once.
Yeah.
I've done so much.
I get that. I mean,
maybe it's the Boys show that's coming out in me now.
Yeah, I think
where
that's
those
what
superheroes
it is.
Are just assholes. Or maybe it's the fact that I've been in a mood all day.
Or maybe you just are an asshole. I mean,
I think you take that crown.
Maybe I shouldn't do shows after getting fucking testosterone shots.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Needles in the butt.
No, Steve, you don't understand. I've been fired up today.
Yeah, oh, okay. He's been on a healthy rant.
The reason that we're so late recording is because I was on a bender for like 30 minutes just doing fucking angry stuff.
He's not lying, dude. He was in here just going off on everyone.
Man.
If I was Barry in this scenario, I could definitely see myself being selfish, because at some point I always have to look out for myself.
Well, I think to your point, he's gone above and beyond so many times, saved, Central City dozens upon dozens of times. He's saved the planet. He's saved other planets and, other Earths. At what point does the man get to take a breather and just kind of like, have someone else try to help him? And he also told everybody not to help him. That this is just what has to happen.
Yeah, and I say I'm fine a lot. That doesn't mean I'm always fine.
Yeah, that's a deflection, dude. I say that all the time. I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
I'm good. Everything's great.
Yeah, I'm great. Grand. Wonderful.
Now, okay. If I ran into Papa Joe and the man that took me out of the gutter after my parents got, my mom died and my dad got arrested.
Out of the gutter?
I don't know. Maybe he's the homeless man.
A bit much.
Whatever. I'm just saying, like, I'm talking emotionally, mentally.
Okay. The emotional gutter. Poor kid.
Yes. Yes. Woe is me. bitch, deal with it. My mom died too. I didn't run to a black man.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm sorry. It's, again, testosterone shot like 12 hours ago.
Can we make sure all your shots are on the same day we record?
No, they're supposed to be. It's supposed to be on Thursday, and it was late because
I'm ready for him to snap into a Slim Jim over there.
Oh yeah,
I was busy.
oh my god!
But when Joe shows that emotional side of Papa Joe that we've loved all these years, and by far, one of the top scenes, there was two pretty fucking good scenes. The one with Ralph, we kind of talked about a little bit earlier about, be with your loved ones. And then this one with Papa Joe just breaking down on, to Barry, I would look at it as like, look, I owe this man something. Maybe, I can go through and try to figure this out, because this guy has done so much for me and now I'm going to fucking leave him too. Like, you look at your family and friends and you just like, you see how devastated they are. You look at how Cisco reacted to like, I was hoping to leave you in charge of this. Like, bitch, I didn't want to be in charge of this. Mm-hmm. I gave up my powers to get away from this. And you want to put me in charge of this?
Speaking of, where's his woman at?
Yeah, it seems to be a write-off. They probably didn't cast her this season because he's supposed to be on Broadway.
That was a really nice Broadway voice.
Yeah.
You're hired. I'm warmed up.
You beat out Cisco.
Yeah. I had a longer run on Broadway, or the same run on Broadway.
Right.
Poor Cisco.
Let's not forget to point out, like, the Papa Joe's acting in that scene, which Ryan, you haven't.
Okay.
tremendous acting out of him in that scene. You felt what he was feeling, and
I felt it through subtitles, but yeah.
Definitely. I mean, it was he was putting on the waterworks. It felt genuine. It felt genuine, and I appreciated that.
I think we always, like Papa Joe, I think we've always, his acting has always been pretty solid.
Yes, he's always been the, like, the one guy that you would believe went to some kind of acting school.
Yes, exactly.
So, again, you know, with the change, you know, and the kind of the not working out, you know, and how magically I've now created my worst supervillain with the cure that could have saved me. I don't know where, how much longer we sit with this, or how much do we start looking at Crisis as being the immediate threat and letting this go on the back burner.
We're not all under the impression this is the big bad for the year.
I think they're going to draw this son of a bitch out like they did. What's his name that stole everybody's powers with his crazy helmet? His Megamind helmet. Yeah, Megamind helmet.
This is Megamind.
I absolutely think that they're going to tease this out as long as they can.
Right. And the reason I think that this might take the back burner, we're on episode 4. I think the crossover starts at episode 8 for them.
So we got 4 more episodes of this.
We got 4 more episodes going in. And spoiler alert, Ryan, so plug your ears. Indiana Wells finds the monitor's home in the sewer right next to the Ninja Turtles.
The anti-monitor.
it was the anti-monitor?
That was the anti-monitor's home. He's the one that's going to release.
So he is the pariah.
Yeah, I think so. He's the one that's going to release it. I'm calling it now.
So I think we kind of speculated on that a little bit, that he was going to end up, this wasn't a real Wells, that this was going to end up being the pariah, or I think that's what he was called, right?
The pariah, yes.
Yeah.
And so, okay. See, it's how much I was really paying attention this week. I really thought that was the monitor's, like, dual layer home.
That's where he hangs out.
Yeah, you know, again, down with the Ninja Turtles.
They're in DC canon now, so, yeah.
That'd be funny. They're going to run out next to him in that, like, big...
Cowabunga, dude!
That big scene. Kind of like Ready Player One when you're just looking through everything. You're like, the fucking Battletoads are there! So
Confucius say, never pay full price for late pizza.
I would actually tune in as long as it wasn't the Michael
Bay one.
Well,
you're still going to tune in anyways because we're doing the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens there. Again, I hope they take the back burner and just focus on maybe the interpersonal relationships between the characters.
For Crisis.
Well, just for Barry in general, like, to come to terms and maybe follow that Dibny advice and, mm-hmm. you know, be with the loved ones. The other thing before we kind of take our break and get into final thoughts, the Caitlin Snow thing, Killer Frost has to go. Like, I
hate it.
I just don't understand, like, how now all of a sudden it's okay for the villain. I'm going to keep calling her a villain. That side of her to be out while the doctor is nowhere to be found.
Yeah. The one person who might be able to help homeboy of the entire team. And she's choosing not to be anywhere out. What the fuck?
Yeah, because you're losing the duality of that character that always made it so
interesting.
Yes, because it's just like, oh, cool. Now we got angsty fucking Elsa.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense, because originally our first thoughts on this character were like watching her be concerned with who she should be, like, which version of should she be Frost, should she be Snow, mm-hmm. and now it's just she's Killer Frost all time, and it's just like, it's weird. And then also too, I don't know if you guys noticed, but now when she's just Killer Frost, her eyes aren't white,
mm-hmm.
they're just Caitlin's color.
They turn white when she uses
her powers.
Yeah.
But that wasn't always the case. Before, when she turned to Killer Frost, she always had that color eyes.
Yeah.
but now they changed it. And I don't understand why.
Oh, I understand why.
Deeper.
Banner Hulk. She's going to morph into some hybrid version of both the split personalities.
Interesting.
It's the only logical thing, because how can you keep one side of this shelled and then, like, again, put yourself in that scenario. If there was a definite, like, mental block between you and the second personality, you know, Tyler Durden is the narrator is Tyler Durden, and you just don't realize what's going on all the time, or, and you wake up and you're just like, oh, because right now we're probably at like a month and a half without Caitlin Snow.
Yeah, she hasn't been around for a while.
Yeah. So, because I think we're on our second episode of Full Time Killer.
Yeah.
So,
Full Time Killer. It's funny.
Anyway. All right. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll do that final thought thing, and Ryan might contribute. Who the fuck knows?
Maybe.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off, plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it, no free stuff. That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
Hey, do you love our shows? Do you love fart sounds? Because that's what Ryan does in the mic right before I'm about to start a live read. Take our links and share them with your family, your friends, your coworkers, your enemies, the lady on the streets, the people that you save. I don't care. Share them with everybody. Put them on your Facebook. Blast the wall. If you have your MySpace, put it on there. If you want to put it on your dating profile, we'll take that too. It helps us climb those charts wherever you listen. Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play.
Grindr.
That's not a thing. There's not an iPod section of Grindr.
You don't know that.
I don't, but I just assume that they're not in the business of putting out podcast. They're cockcast. So, if you're in a podcast or cockcast, I don't care. Share those links each and every show.
Share our links on your cockcast.
So dumb.
So stupid. I'm already helping a bunch of idiot do-gooders. Sorry, I'm up to my fuzzy hood and teamwork.
I'm a professional, sir.
It's coming from the guy that says, fuck it, we'll do it live. And he knows.
Has it been an entertaining show?
It's been great, dude.
You remember, tag Ryan and stuff on Twitter.
Don't tag me. No.
Let him know how entertaining this show was, even though he didn't read it.
Tag him.
Don't tag me.
Just fuck it. I'll do it live.
Don't tag me on Twitter, though, seriously.
Professional. Final thoughts.
Stupid.
Professional. I thought the show went off pretty well.
I'll give our show a solid 90. I don't know about the episode this week.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so all seriousness, it's so weird for me to look at some of the reviews of the shows online, because, again, I try to get a feel if I'm just being too critical or I'm missing something, and, you know, just to see what other views are. You know, from the other critics that are out there, and I'm just not feeling the show.
What's out there? Because I purposely avoid it so as to not taint. I understand why you do it, and I appreciate that, but I stay away from it so it doesn't taint my own perspective. But is everybody just out there blowing their dick or what?
Well, the Flash recap, emotions run high in a perfectly dark Halloween episode. EW gave it a B+.
Of course EW did.
They blow dick.
No, EW has to. They're affiliated with CW.
Yeah, they blow their dicks all the time.
I know. But you know what I mean? You see a lot of that kind of going around. Now, the zombie thing that we saw this week is overdone.
The cheesy is all hell. Am I wrong?
No.
I got past that part, yes.
You didn't watch it with audio.
They look cheesy as hell.
Go back and just watch a clip of them, you know. Dude, it's terrible.
Yeah, so we, and it's just, those type of things aren't there, and I think they're just focused on the wrong things right now, that if this is what we're going to get into leading into Crisis, that they need to focus on Crisis.
Yeah.
That this isn't Barry just going to all of a sudden magically appear in some Crisis scenario or get called over and be like, oh, Oliver has a problem. We have to go over there like the rest of the crossovers. Motherfucker's going to die. We've known something was going to happen to him for 4 or 5 years, whatever we're on now, 6 years in Crisis. That newspaper's been teased. Yeah. This is the pinnacle of what you've been planning for. We should be kind of leading up to that a little bit better. Now, again, this episode took a step in that direction. So hopefully, again, going forward, they focus on more of those personal connections between Barry and his crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching Cisco struggle with the fact that he might be the leader of Team Flash, even though Iris is technically the leader of Team Flash, not Barry.
So, oh, yeah. You know,
why would we pass that off that way? Anyway, beside the point, why go off of facts from past seasons? this week, Dibny, Papa Joe, steal it.
Yeah.
Those two scenes right there, that just proves that you can write. You can act. Focus on doing those things. Like, the superhero thing could take a background right now to whatever is going on, because the zombies and the hero of the week, or zombie of the week, or whatever the fuck we want to call it, was not very good. I like the big bad. I like the concept of the big bad. I just think he's kind of not my main focus on the show. So if I had a rating to give it, I would give this a 55. You know, still low, but just, I don't know, focus on Crisis, because it's the most important thing going on in the universe right now. Steve?
Yeah, I can't go any higher than 45.
Which is still higher than last week.
Yeah. Hey. And only because of those two scenes that we've discussed.
It just proves that it's there.
It's there.
It's there.
And there's so much humanity to be spoken about, or at least shown. Doesn't even have to be outright verbalized like it was from Dibny. It could just be shown, and it's missing. And we spent so much time on other things. I did appreciate the big bad climbing up the outside of that building, looking all fucking creepy. That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, that newspaper's been looming over everything for so long. There's dozens of pages in that newspaper. You can't tell me there's not some clue or hint or something that could be had from looking at the other pages, maybe, of something that's going on. There's just, you know, and even Dibny himself, you're a private eye. You're a detective. Like, do some sleuthing.
Some dicking.
Do some.
Yeah. Do some private dicking.
I like to private dick them.
Yeah. And even Iris, you're an investigative reporter. And you have that new hot number that's supposed to be helping you.
She is pretty cute.
Yeah. Like, what's going on, guys? This, even though he said, I don't want your help, that's never stopped anybody in the past from still doing things. So it's a struggle. I won't lie. It's a struggle this season. I'm just ready for Crisis.
Ryan, you got anything to say?
Yeah, I actually just finished the episode, literally as you finished, Steve. So, I'm gonna give this, again, obviously I watch it with subtitles, but regardless, I'm gonna give this probably a 45.
Is this the Charlie Chaplin's?
Yeah,
you know, silent.
Yeah, it was a silent movie. I think I agree with Bob. I think the big bad is cool. I think the concept is cool, but I just don't think it's going to be done correctly. I'm a little concerned with all this Barry is going to die bullshit. And I think it's overshadowing the fact that, yes, we have crisis coming. And I think that's part of it. But like, we're not focusing. Barry's not focusing on what he needs to be focusing on, which is like we just talked about earlier, spending time with your loved ones.
Yeah. Or even,
it's confusing me.
Yeah. Or even, you know, he could go to Ollie and have a dialogue, have a discussion.
Yes.
He could maybe ring up the legends and say, yeah, hey guys, or there's a network of people that he's built relationships with.
Super friends?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Weird, and, huh? And nobody has
done it.
You know, we talked about last week, Bob, you know, Ollie can't apparently speak to Barry about it because of a promise he made to the,
right,
to the dude. But that doesn't mean that Barry can't reach out and say, hey bro, you were my mentor. This is going on.
I need some help.
I need some help. I just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
But he hasn't once picked up the phone.
No. And I think ultimately they're gearing towards obviously crisis, but I just feel like this stuff is going to get pushed on the back burner. And look, crisis happens in what episode, Bob?
4 weeks.
Okay. So Flash, 4 weeks. So in 4 weeks
ish.
Look, dude, Barry's not going to die. They've got a whole 16 episodes to go or whatever afterwards. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Didn't do a better job on selling me that he is going to die.
And I think you're right. I agree with you. So for me, I'm going to give this a 45. I, again, like the bad guy. I think he's cool, but it's not going to be done correctly. Papa Joe, I just watched that scene and I almost peed my pants from like just watching him cry and Barry cry and like
holding in the tears. I almost peed.
Dude, I almost peed. And you know, Dibney again, they're giving more to Dibney for being the voice of reason, which I think we would have never seen a couple seasons ago.
No,
I would never even would have said that. So I do enjoy those aspects, but I really am confused with everything else as far as what's going on. I mean, it's just weird to me. I don't know.
All right. He doesn't know, which is how he started the show. He didn't know he watched the right show or the wrong show. Everything comes full circle on today's DC on RMD, the Flash edition. If you want to go full circle again, remember you can always catch those past and future episodes on DCOnRMD.com. Find us on our social medias, especially Ryan, to let him know how great the show was.
No, please don't.
Yeah, he loves it.
No.
Anyways, we'll talk to you next time. Maybe Ryan will watch the right show. Maybe we'll just fuck it and do it live again.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.